This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sorry. Took a bad bite. One bite too many.
Yeah?
Coming out of the commercial break, one bite too many.
What'd you have?
Had a turkey sandwich today with some avocado, Swiss cheese, shaved turkey, avocado, Swiss cheese, sprouts, and a little Dijon mustard on a toasted whole wheat bread.
Sounds good. Actually does sound good.
Good.
But it's a lot going on.
Yeah, it is.
No E. coli carrots?
No E. coli carrots. We checked our carrots, made sure that none of our baby carrots, and there's always baby carrots in our vegetable drawer. None of them were the brands that were recalled for E. coli. So,
the sprout's an interesting call.
Yeah.
It's good. It's like nice texture. I don't know if it has any flavor, but it's nice texture to get in there, a little crunch. But
what I like to do is you smash the avocado on the toast, and then you put the sprouts on top of that and they kind of glue in.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go the turkey, then the cheese, and then the mustard on the other end. So
gotcha.
Yep. Comes together nicely. No, if I had time this morning, there would have been some onion, some lettuce, and some tomato. Would have been a big sandwich, but made do with what I... Anyway, I took a bad bite. Took one bite during Filar's last story in the update, and I'm like, uh-oh, this is cutting it close, and I was chewing as the...
It's okay.
Yeah, but... all right. So look, I want to react to something. We'll get back to your phone calls in a moment. It's kind of our annual, shouldn't this game be on the weekend, no matter what topic, Central and Western? And I know you CMU grads and you Western grads out there, you love this game, this rivalry, but it's just lost a lot when it's on a rainy Tuesday in Mount Pleasant. Is it going to be raining tonight?
It will not be. It's not supposed to. It's got like an 8% chance of rain. Light winds, 4 to 5 mile an hour. It's going to be like 51 degrees out there, according to weather.com anyway. And I suppose that the weather situation beats what's going to be on Saturday, although not much rain, but it'll be colder, 45 degrees in midday, and 17 mile an hour winds. So I think if you're a fan, you'd take tonight's weather. However,
there won't be any fans.
It's a Tuesday night with the biggest rivalry in both of those schools. And you're doing it on a Tuesday night. I think it's so dumb to do that. I mean, this is where you play Ball State. You know, you play Kent State. Ohio U.
Yeah.
You don't play your rival. You know, you wouldn't play Eastern either. You know, not the directional schools within the state. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I'm just looking back at the history. These are the games this is the 2023 Tuesday last year. Wednesday in 2022, Wednesday in 2021, Wednesday in 2020, 2019 and 2018, it was on a Saturday. Wednesday, and I'll just count backwards. Wednesday, Saturday, 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 Friday. So it's really a recent phenomenon.
Well, this thing's gotten parked.
So, but the point is, you don't have to be like 50 years old to remember when it was on a Saturday. And they you know, I've never been to this game. And I really don't know a whole lot of, I mean, we got Hoffman. Hoffman's a Western guy. And you were a Central guy for a year.
Well, I went through.
He wants to forget that year, Doug.
He didn't enjoy his year.
No, Doug Gator did not enjoy that year.
No, but I have plenty of friends I had a lot of friends actually that went to Western, a few friends that went to Central. And I know that this was, it's a friendly rivalry, but it's also, it can get intense too. But this is one of those rivalries when the game's over with, everybody has a good time. But during the game, you hate each other.
Yeah,
but it's not like the Michigan State rivalry where you need some time away from each other after the game. But this is a good rivalry, and it's fun. You know, this is what they look forward to. At least back in the day when I was there, you look forward to the Western matchup.
So I didn't go to either school, but I've gone to the game, like for the fun of it, right? Because I had friends that went to either Western or Central, and we went up, you know, and enjoyed the weekend and had fun. I couldn't imagine me like, oh, it's Tuesday night. You guys want to go up there and you know, tear up the town? Like, no, man. Like, it's Tuesday.
Going to Cal, I'm happy. Let's go.
So I feel bad for the fans that used to make, you know, that don't go there, or, you know, that the ones that travel, like even the alumni. Like, it was cool to do it on the weekend, but Tuesday night.
It just was one of those things that there's what everybody knows, like the traditions that we have in our state. And you mentioned Michigan, Michigan State, and Michigan, Ohio State, and the Lions playing Thanksgiving and Tigers opening day. And then there's sort of the second tier group of traditions, and Western and Central is right in that second tier of something that's kind of cool. And
they deserve to have their moment on the weekend.
And you park it on a Tuesday.
Maybe we're speaking out of turn. You know, because it depends on the alumni from both of those schools, but, you know, speak on your own behalf.
But we went over the numbers. We had the numbers last year because we do this every year when this game is played. The basically giving their late October, November schedule over to ESPN and CBS Sports Network funds these athletic departments.
Yeah.
Helps keep, you know, programs afloat. And some would say, you know, get rid of the swim team and save some money, and you don't have to do that. But not everybody wants to do that.
No, they don't want to do that. I mean, and this is, I mean, you take it because it's a payday. Mm-hmm. That's why they do it. And we understand that's why they do it. But I feel bad for the people that really want the game to be played on the weekend.
Well,
because that's what they grew up watching.
And you could be in your, hell, mid-20s and remember what it was like to tear up those 10. And I don't mean literally, although.
Yeah, me neither, by the way.
Sometimes it did get literal. Do you remember what year you went, Kang?
No, I don't.
Do you remember which stadium it was at?
Yeah, it was at Western.
Okay, and do you remember the score of the game?
Nope.
Do you remember who won the game?
Nope. But we had a damn good time, and it was fun, man. And I feel like for the kids, do they still get to experience that? Because part of going to college is, honestly, we all know this, is the experiences you have while you're at college.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah,
then the rivalry games. But do they still do that on a Tuesday night? Or, you know, or like half the kids be like, nah, man, I know it's college, so you can obviously do it, you know, more than you can as an adult, but
I mean, Thursday night was like, that ended up being a bigger night.
Yeah, you can do it. Thursday night's like a weekend at that point.
But Tuesdays are, I mean, Tuesdays, it's when you see like the drink specials that appeal to like the burgeoning alcoholic. We got 25-cent pitcher night, 50-cent pitcher night.
Like, Dollaritas.
What? Who does this? Yeah, exactly. Like, what is going on here? Oh, I got you. You're trying to get people to go to the bar. And then people end up staying too late, and then they skip class the next morning. I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, you've heard of that, right?
I've heard. It's what people would talk about.
Did the Western Central games, did they get so out of control that the schools happily acquiesced to Tuesday night?
Maybe that's part of it. You know, that whole end of the world party and all that stuff that they would do.
Typically a sign that a party is going to be out of control is when it's called the end of the world party.
It's a good time.
There's expectations if that's what it's called.
It changed over the years, yeah.
Listen, Susie, it's going to be the end of the world.
Well, I mean, Michigan State used to have Cedar Fest, too. That's no longer.
Yeah.
Change the name.
A festival of cedar? Sure.
248-539-9797. All right, let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Nick and Troy. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nick.
Hey there, a long ago graduate of Western Michigan. This is the most ridiculous thing playing on a Tuesday or Wednesday. There's more people, more band people in the stands than there are parents and friends and students. It's just ridiculous. And I understand it's all about money, but oh my God, the biggest rivalry on the planet, and you're playing on a Tuesday night? Give me a break.
Easy there, big fella. When did you graduate?
Yeah. Well, after my first five years, that was 1981, and then my wife 4 years after that. So, you know, I was there for like 10 years for that game. You know, and it was right. And get it. It was just fun.
Yeah.
It was a great time. You'd battle it out on the field, and then you'd go drink beers. You know, it was just that simple. You know, life was great back then.
Yeah, who's got the Boone's farm? Let's go.
Yeah,
well, that too.
Were you at Central over those 10 years? Because it looked like Central won pretty much every one of these games.
Well, we didn't know who the hell won. You know, when you're at Western, you went to Waldo's, which was the bar across the street from the stadium, and sometimes you'd make it to the game, you know, and sometimes you wouldn't, but, you know, you were there.
Yeah.
But you're not going to go on a Tuesday night. It's crazy.
Thank you for the phone call.
This is what my freshman year was. That's when I went to Central. That's when I discovered that not everybody goes to the game. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what do you mean not everybody goes? They like, we're going to the game. I think, no, what'd you end up doing? Well, we partied beforehand. We're outside tailgate a little bit. I didn't really know what tailgating was. And they're like, hey, we just we never made it into the game. Like, you didn't make it into the game.
Yeah.
No. Jerry got too wasted. We couldn't. What? But it's a football game, and for the students, it was free. You can just go there, and the stands haven't changed. It's the same thing. I'm curious to see what attendance there is tonight.
It'll be played in front of several fans.
I mean, what we saw, I remember a couple of weeks ago, it was just embarrassing. The weather was horrible.
The Bowling Green Central Michigan game.
Yeah, I think that was it. The weather was just abysmal.
It was bad.
Tonight should be fine. So will they get that place half filled, or will it be full? I don't know.
248-539-9797. We'll get back to your Lions calls. Central Western fans always represent here on this day. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.